Support for KPLU comes from PCC Natural Markets, celebrating 10 neighborhood stores in the Puget Sound area with a new location, Green Lake Village, now open. Directions and more at pccnaturalmarkets.com.
Bet you're going fishing all of the time. Baby going fishing too.
Stein, do you cook much fish?
No, never.
Oh, come on, really?
I don't really like fish very much. The last fish I made were those reconstructed Gorton's codfish cakes.
Oh, yeah.
I like shellfish, but I don't cook much in the way of fish.
I think that I could eat any kind of seafood, whether it's finfish or shellfish, and if I had to choose one thing to eat forever for the rest of my life, that would be it. Right now, there's great seafood out in the markets. I made the most delicious sockeye salmon the other day.
How did you make it, Nancy?
Well, before I tell you that, I just want to say that normally I prefer king salmon. It's hugely expensive. I love it. I treat myself to it now and again. The sockeye that's been around is a lot less expensive, and Mac prefers that. So I'll buy myself a piece of king, buy him and Nate some sockeye.
So what's the difference between sockeye and king?
Well, fat content is in large part.
Okay.
I mean, a king is really fatty, but some sockeye can be too, depending on where the cod is and how much fat it had to wear to get from point A to point B. But the sockeye I had the other night was delicious. And one of the things I like to do is that quick sear. Do you do this with me? Heat up some olive oil in a pan. I like to put a little bit of flour on the fish, just dust it with flour, put it topside down, turn it around, and finish it in the oven for just, I don't know, like 8 minutes at 400 degrees.
Now, I've never done that with a fish. I've done it with meat. It's a good way to cook a steak on a range as well.
It is, and I've been doing that lately too. But I'll tell you what, the halibut that I've seen in the market, I love to buy stuff like that. There's great lingcod around. And one of the ways I like to make a sauce for a fish, put the pan in the oven, and then take a little separate saucepan and just melt some butter or take the fish out, put it on your plate. In that same pan, using a pot holder, you want to just melt a little butter and squeeze some lemon on it or even put some capers. Really simple.
Well, as you know, my wife, the lovely and talented Cheryl DeGroote, loves fish, and she would wish that I would cook fish every night, but I just won't because I don't like it. But she believes that fish of all kinds of seafood, the simpler the better. She just likes it as plain as can be.
Really? Well, I think that she should step out, and so should you. And you should get yourself a mango and some cilantro and maybe a little red onion, some red sweet pepper. Chop it up, put a little lime over it, and grill yourself a piece of fish in the good old summertime and throw that nice tropical kind of sauce over the top.
Well, not only don't I like fish very much, but I'm not eating any mangoes.
Oh, what am I going to do with you, Stein?
Well, Nancy, I guess one thing you could do would be not to serve me any fish, especially with mangoes. Well, you know, unless it's the very delicious pork chop fish, although quite rare and I think now depleted due to overfishing. There's the meatloaf fish. I like the meatloaf fish, or, you know, that was really nice hot dog fish, but they don't swim in these waters. They have to be shipped all the way from. Well, anyway, we'll have some nice fish pictures at the KPLU website. Just click on Food for Thought to see them and hear more about fish. KPLU food commentator Nancy.
Working for scale.
Ooh, Leeson. I'm Dick Stein.